Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.
You are listening to the Derby County Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. The next 30 minutes is all about your beloved Rams, as it should be. It's your takeover. And you can have your say tonight. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. Get in touch and have your say on what's going on. Because what is going on at the minute, I tell you what's going on. What is the away form? I just cannot get to grips with it. Every time I think Derby are going to turn it around, they lose away when they are so good at home at Pride Park this year. Well, a man who is always good, whether it's home or away, is Simon Long, Rams writer, and he joins us once again because he is the Derby County Fan Show. Simon, my man, I get to talk to you every Monday. I look forward to it. But on the back of this one, Blackburn 1-0 away, I'm starting to get a little bit annoyed, so I don't know how you feel about it all.
Annoyed. Very annoyed. I think is the answer is how I was feeling on Saturday after probably what was the worst performance I think I've seen for a very long time from a Derby County side. I weren't happy, I'd say the least. There was just no fight, no energy, no desire, no heart, no passion. There was nothing at all on the pitch. You know, and you go and, you know, you travel all the way, you climb all the steps to the top of the stand and you watch that for 90 minutes and you lose and it's poor. You come home thinking, why did I bother? But I always bother because I'm a Derby County fan. You know, I've supported Derby for over 30 years now, so I've seen worse times, I've seen better times, but, you know, at the moment it's just the way it is. This away form, it's just dismal, to say the least.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more on the away form. It's so Jekyll and Hyde. And we're getting to the point, me and you, Simon, we're even repeating ourselves because every week it's the same old story. We'll talk about a game at Pride Park, you know, clean sheet, home win, fantastic. All right, it wasn't to be the other week against QPR, but relatively this year it's been really, really good at home. Then it's a different side completely. I don't know, is it mentality? Is Koku sending out a different message, tactics? And, you know, seeing the game myself, I'm a little bit surprised you said worst performance of the season. I thought it was poor. I didn't think it was that bad. But you look at it, you're in it with possession, you know, but all these chances, just no shots on target. And I want to talk about that. But one thing I really want to get into is afterwards, Koku said, we wanted to stay in the game as long as possible, which means that you sort of, it feels like maybe mistranslation, but wanting to stay in the game, like Blackburn was some really attacking team and, you know, we was trying to hang with them and maybe snatch one. That's not the way Derby should be setting up, is it?
It's not, and I think he's going to learn fast that's what the championship is not about. I think, obviously, with our away form being how it is, I think he's, at the moment, he's setting up just to not lose. You know, so he'd rather, you know, try and get a point on the road and then we can build on that, you know. And I think it's a mentality thing, definitely now, within the players and perhaps, obviously, the coaching staff as well now, is we're going away. We've not won away since Huddersfield. We're struggling on the road. We don't like travelling. And I think the mentality now is just set in, you know. But today, though, in his press conference today, he's now said he had a sit-down, open chat with the lads to try and address the mindset that's within the players at the moment. So that, to me, says, right, OK, something's not quite right with the mentality. And we're seeing that away from home. Something isn't right, you know. So I'm all for that. You know, for me, that's a positive sign that he's going, right, let's have a sit-down. You know, we're not going to bother watching the Blackburn game because we know how poor we were. You know, we couldn't string two passes together. We couldn't string a six-yard ball to one another together. That's how bad we were.
You know, so we're not going to watch.
No, exactly. So we're not going to watch the tapes. We're going to sit down. We're going to talk about it. It's an open floor. You can say what you want, and I want to say what I want. And I praise him for that. You know, at the end of the day, it's a football team, not just one man and a load of players. It's a team. So for me, it's a good thing that you're going, right, this is what I want to do. Now let me get some input off you about what you think we can also do. You know, so I think it's a big positive to come out of that. So now, hopefully, we can get a reaction come Wednesday.
Yeah, absolutely. But Not is it worrying, but 20 games in December, it's taken him this long to work out there was the difference. From the you know, you speak for the Rams fans, from their perspective, the general consensus, what is the difference? Because how can a player, you know, professional players in the Championship go from stringing passes together, keeping clean sheets and beating sides, to then not being able to, in 14 attempts, having one shot on target? How does that work?
Your guess is as good as mine. a lot of the consensus was is getting it tactically wrong. You know, but yeah, you can say, is it tactics? There's a lot. Is it tactics? Is it players? Is it a mixture of both? You know, at the end of the day, if the players don't want to go out there and work hard, because that's what we're lacking. We're lacking, you know, working hard and, you know, chasing down balls, putting crunching tackles in, even something like that, just to give the fans a lift, to give the rest of the team a lift. That's all it takes. You know, it's just that one. Sometimes it can just be a hard challenge on someone that goes, okay, right, we're in a fight here. You know, but at the moment, away from home, there is just no fight about them at all. And, you know, it just looked like they weren't willing to work on Saturday. They didn't want to perform. They didn't want to work. You know, and again, you can say that tactics. You know, he looked as if he set up to try and go on the counter attack. I don't think we're good enough to go on the counter attack. I don't think we've got enough pace in the squad to go on the counter attack. You know, so maybe that's why they look lethargic, because you know that they just waited for that right opportune moment, and that opportune moment came in the 94th minute. You know, Jack Marriott gets in there, gets a shot, good save, and then does Whittaker need to push the battling defender? Maybe, but he puts it away. But you know, it's disallowed for the push. Waghorn again had a goal ruled offside. You know, again that was a tight call. I've tried to find replays of it, but there's not many about, so it's difficult to call that one.
Yeah.
But again, you know, if that goes in and that's not disallowed, he's deemed onside, you could, you know, we're looking in a bit of a different shape. We could, you know, perhaps we can maybe go on to win the game.
It's a crazy one. We're talking about the home form, the away form, but overall, it is still one win in five. You know, he's had this meeting today. Hopefully, it does address some of those things, because the next two games, luckily, they are at home. But we want to see if it has an impact on that away form. We won't know till a few games' time. But there's been a bit of news, obviously, off the field. We know Rooney's coming, but more than that, not only could there be some players joining in January, we're hearing today, in the last couple of days, there's rumours of potentially a new investor. Do you know any more on this, Simon?
Just what's been in the paper. Obviously, Mel's been looking for investment for a while now. You know, he's not made any secret of that. And at the end of the day, if we take it back to 2013-14, you know, we're under Clough. Next minute, McLaren comes in, and all of a sudden we go from a mediocre team to a team that's pushing for playoffs. Mel sees an opportunity, goes, oh, actually, yeah, we can make this work here. I'll buy a club, I'll bang over £100 million into the team. We'll get promoted, I'll get my money back, etc. However, it's failed. You know, he hasn't got the money to keep pumping into the club now. He needs help, you know, and all of a sudden we're in talks of a billionaire, you know, so... It's not been made clear how it's going to work. You know, at the moment, he's heading up a consortium. You know, is Mel still going to be in charge? At the moment, it sounds like Mel's still going to be in charge. You know, whether it goes like a 51-49 split, I don't know. But I think he still wants to be, you know, he said he can't let this go now. He wants to be part of this club. I think maybe a couple of years ago, he was ready to just jack it in and walk away. But I think he's in too deep now. And he loves this club. And he doesn't want to leave us. He just wants us to... be in the Premier League, and you know, to get investment, to get help, it's what Derby, I think, you know, it's what potentially we need to move forward now, because Mel can't do it on his own anymore.
Yeah, he can't. What, in an ideal world, in an ideal scenario, maybe not too ideal, what do Derby fans want from this new takeover or investment? You know, how do they want the club run, obviously, with Mel alongside? How much of a role do they want him to play?
Generally speaking, I think a lot of them still want Mel around. You know, I think a lot of people... I think one of the comments I saw, actually, the other day was, Mel Morris is the best and worst thing that's happened to this club.
That's why I asked.
Because he is. At the end of the day, you know, he's helped us out massively. Mm. You know, he's built the training facilities. Everything at Derby County is set for the Premier League, apart from the team. You know, and that goes down to Mel as well, who maybe... did he pull the trigger on a few managers too early? You know, who knows? Did he buy the wrong signers? Did he take the wrong advice from the wrong people? You know, so it's one of them. It's But at the end of the day, Mel would do anything for this club. And, you know, this is why he's trying to get this investment, stay involved and to ultimately help the club out to get us to the Premier League.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, talking of new investment, but there could be some new players joining in January. We know that anyway. One of the ones that is rumoured, Joe Hart. What do you make of this? why are you laughing?
Because I read a tweet off Twitter, and I don't know how true it was, but I just basically reposted it out and it's gone nuts. So it might be me spreading stuff that ain't true, but
Simon, you've got to be careful on Twitter, mate. It's gone viral.
Well, it's Twitter, it's Facebook, it's gone everywhere, it's Instagram, it's everywhere.
See, you're starting your own rumours. Try to say Ronaldo's coming in January.
I might do, yeah. Well, you know, he said he would like to play Rooney one day again, so you never know. But I personally wanted Joe Hart to come in the summer. I thought it'd be, you know, he's sort of on the fringes. He's not really playing much, is he? You know, at Burnley, you know, he's had his difficulties, I suppose.
He's behind
Nick Pope. Out of the England squad, and yeah, exactly. You know, so I thought, yeah, if we're going to get a keeper in, why not go for someone like Joe Hart? Yeah, wages may be an issue, but investment coming in potentially, you know, could he improve the squad? Is he better than what we've got? I think he is, and I think, you know, when you look at the young keepers we've got, like your Ruses, like your Mitchells, your Ravenses, I think someone with Joe Hart's experience, you know, could also benefit them as well. You know, so I'd be quite happy to take Joe Hart in for us if he's there. You know, Azmir Begovic is another one that's being rumoured as well.
Is that a position that needs upgrading him? You're going to obviously, look, we know Rooney's come. The Derby have always, so much history, such a huge club. You know, they've always attracted big names, whether it's players or managers. You only have to look at Cocu, Lampard, you know, McLaren, for all what you say of him, you know, was the national team manager, you know, was at Derby. You've always attracted big players, but Rooney's there, you know, he's mates with them all. Are we expecting a few, like, big name arrivals, you know? Ashley Cole recently at Derby.
Yeah, well, you just don't know anymore. You know, I would have never thought Mel Morris would have been able to pull Cocu out of the bag as manager. I would have never thought he would have been able to pull Lampard. Then Ashley Cole as well, you know. So Wayne Rooney, you know, that was the most astonishing news I think I heard at the start of the season, that Wayne Rooney was coming to Derby, you know. It's still not properly sunk in yet. But, you know, Cocu said there could be some surprises. You know, maybe he's looking at getting one or two.
I love
in.
A tease.
I mean, I would quite happily take Van Ginkel from Chelsea. You know, he's just coming back to fitness now. He's just training again now. Obviously, we're supposed to still have good links with Chelsea, according to Mel Morris. He was Cocu's man at PSV. He was his captain. He was his go-to guy. So I'd quite happily take him, because another area we need strength in is our midfield, is our attacking sort of winger sort of type player. You know, so we definitely need a goalkeeper. We definitely need, you know, an attacking sort of midfielder or winger. And I think we need a centre-back due to the fact that, you know, we've only really got Curtis Davis and Matt Clark, who's on loan, as recognised centre-backs. And they, could be gone at the end of the season, with obviously Clark being a loan and Davis in the last year of his contract.
Yeah,
so there's work to do, definitely work to do.
Yeah, we could see a big turnover of the squad, especially in the coming months. January, not long away now. But the games come thick and fast, as they do in the Championship. And it is Sheffield Wednesday. We're on a brilliant run at the minute, seeing themselves in the playoff places. Derby versus Wednesday on Wednesday. And we're going to be speaking all about it next.
Love Sport.
You are listening to the Derby County Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. Delighted to say I'm still joined by Simon Long, Rams writer. Well, two games coming up. Well, they are at home. We've spoke about how important the home form has been, because maybe Derby would be in a worse place than 16th position if it wasn't for that good home form. But it is Sheffield Wednesday. They're in brilliant form. They're in the playoff places. They beat another playoff contender, Brentford, leapfrogging them. They beat Charlton the weekend before. They're scoring goals. They're winning. All the confidence is with them at the minute, Simon.
Yeah, it doesn't look hopeful, but this is Derby County. We are at Pride Park, you know, and again, it's one of them. You can say it with any Championship game, you don't know what team's going to show up, you know, but I think something needs to change at Derby, and hopefully this interview or this meeting he's had with the players today, something clicks in their heads, and all of a sudden they start performing like we know they can do. You know, when I saw us play against Preston, which, you know, I think was probably our best performance this season. If we can play like that and replicate that performance, you know, no matter how, no matter the good run of form that Sheffield Wednesday are on, I think we can stop them. You know, Preston were on a great run of form before they played us. We stopped that. You know, so it's not impossible. And I know we're 16th, you know, but they're only 7 points ahead of us, which isn't a great deal. You know, but it will be a tough game, as is any fixture in the Championship. But I think we've got a pretty good record against Sheffield Wednesday on our own pitch, to be honest. So hopefully it'll be, you know, it's going to be a tough game, but I think we can continue our home form and get another win.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you think you will see a reaction and get that bounce back then because you're at home and Cocu's had this meeting today, or are we expecting more of the same from the sloppy performance you saw? Because they're going to need to be out with this Wednesday side who obviously will fancy themselves with the run they're on.
No, I mean, we saw after the incident with Tom Lawrence and Mason Bennett and all that, we saw a reaction then. We got that reaction. You know, every time adversity hits us, we seem to be bringing out a reaction at the moment. You know, so I do expect a reaction. I do expect a positive reaction, because at the moment, that's what we seem to be doing at the moment this season, is we go really, really negative, feel like you can't get in the low, and then bang, we get positive again and we start playing again. At the end of the day, we're at home now and we need to start attacking teams. You know, this is the Championship now. I'm all well, you know, it's all well and good playing, you know, nice passing football, etc., but you've got to attack teams. You know, that's what we did against Preston. You know, that's what we've been doing at home. You know, it's attacking teams. So we now need to take that into Wednesday's game against Wednesday. It's a mouthful. and attack Sheffield Wednesday. You know, and I think we need to go back to playing two up top. You know, we need to stick Chris Martin up top. We need to stick Jack Meyer up top and play this 4-4-2 diamond that got us a lot of success, you know, just before the last international break. I think we go back to that and we can be a force. And yeah, I think Cocu may have realised that's what he needs to do. You know, we can't be playing this 4-2-3-1 or whatever formation we seem to come around with, 5-3-2 or whatever it was at the weekend. No one really knows. I think we need to go with two up top, and I think Chris Martin needs to start. I think Jack Merritt needs to play off him, and I think we've just got to go and attack and give the fans a performance, because if we get a performance, we're not bothered if we lose. We're not as much, because I'd rather see us lose because we've tried to play expansive football. We've tried to go out and attack and win the game, and you know the opposite team have scored in a counter-attack or something like that. I'd rather see us lose like that than, you know, lose with my tails between our legs, to say the least, you know. So I'd rather it be that way.
Yeah, absolutely. Simon, obviously, I'm reading your tweets. I speak to you every Monday. And you've said, look, we can forget the playoffs this year. The squad's a lot weaker than people think. You know, it's just one of those seasons. We're rebuilding. First year, the manager, we're still getting used to him. We have to give him time. If you're not thinking of playoffs, obviously you want wins and you want to go on a run. What is your aims and hopes for this season? You know, is it bring more youngsters through, just see a style or play develop under Cocu? You know, what can the best outcome be if you're not really looking too far up that table?
So for me then, when he first came in and Mel Morris titled this as a project, you know, 4-year deal, a project. For me, this was about basically settling this squad down, because what Cocu has now got to do is basically pick up the pieces that the previous 5, 6, 7 managers have left behind. Similarly, how Nigel Clough did it. Nigel Clough came into a squad that was, you know, probably full of aging players, on high wages, and he had to reduce the wage bill, bring in some youngsters and settle the squad down. So for me, this is what this season was about. It was about settling this team down, bringing in his own players, you know, bringing in our academy players, which he's doing. You know, Morgan Whittaker is now getting quite a bit of game time. You know, so for me, this was about just rebalancing where we're at, seeing what this squad is capable of. And if it's mid-table, it's mid-table. For me, it's not, you know, it's not an issue. But as long as I'm seeing progression, so say next year, we're seeing another member of the academy, because he's good enough, come through. You know, we saw Jaden Bogle come through last season. We're seeing Whittaker come through. We're seeing Knight come through. You know, academy players that have been bred through our academy. You know, if they can come through, for me, that's progression. if we can add value to them, that's progression. If we can get some of our own players and then start working on it at the table, that's progression. You know, I'm quite happy, you know, to stick with Koku for the next 4 years to see how his contract. You know, at the end of the day, we've not been in the Premiership for the last 11 years. Another year or two isn't, you know, it's not the end of the world. I'd rather Derby go up automatically, I suppose, rather than the lottery of the playoff and go up with a team that is capable of competing in the Premier League rather than going up and then struggling and fighting to stay up.
Yeah, absolutely. Just quickly then, Simon, because I want to talk quickly about that Millwall game because there's two games for us to look at. What's your prediction for Wednesday night?
I'm going 2-1 to Derby.
Come on, another home win. It would be something after Sheffield Wednesday on that run, that complete Jekyll and Hyde form, as we've said it. Then it is Millwall, always difficult to look at the game because obviously we don't know how Wednesday night goes. But Millwall at the minute, you know, new manager, they're indifferent to yourselves, but they're doing okay at the minute. But then they come to Pride Park. What do you make of this?
I don't like playing Millwall.
Who does?
I really don't. No. They're a team that give everything.
Yeah,
you know,
they do.
And they'll leave everything out on that pitch, you know, and I respect them for that. And, you know, they've got Gary Rowett in now.
Yeah.
Obviously,
new manager, Bantz, yeah.
You know, so...
Revenge game.
Well, yeah, exactly, you know. So, last season, for instance, we played them. They came and sat back for 90 minutes and scored on the counter-attack. And it was just like, well, and we couldn't break them down. You know, we know Gary Rowett, how he plays. He will play... He is good defensively. He is good setting up his team defensively. So they're going to be a tough team to break down. But I want the win because I want to beat Gary Rowett. It's always nice to get over your former managers, you know. So
absolutely.
But it's not going to be easy at all. You know, we saw him draw against Forest the other night. You know, they 1-0 up, went 2-1 down, and then.
Last minute.
They get a last minute.
Yeah.
You know, so they don't stop fighting, you know, and that's the sort of team they are, you know. So, again, another tough game. I think that's going to be a bit of a tight one. I really do. I think that's going to be like a 1-0 victory. I'm going for 1-0 because I want the win, but I think it's just going to be sort of like a 1-0 game. Bit of a scrappy affair, perhaps, but I think we'll get the job done.
But then you get the job done, and that's two home wins on the bounce. It's 6 points out of six. Are we going to have a show where we get excited again and we start being our own Fickle fans? Be like, oh, Derby are on the up. I hope so. I love that.
Yeah, we will. We will. We'll definitely have that. You know me, I'm always, you know, I'll win, lose or draw, I'm always Derby County, no matter what.
Yeah, you absolutely are, Simon. That's why we have you on the show. That's why you are the Derby County show. You take it over every Monday night, 10:30 to 11:00. And you can have your say. Put your question to me. Put your question to Simon. Simple, easy. You can tweet us at Love Sport Radio. You can call us 0208 7020 558. Or you can tweet Rams writer Simon. That's where you find him. He's on Facebook. He's on Twitter. And then we can answer your questions on the show and what has been a bit of a crazy season so far. But we're all over it. Derby have two home games. We'll be here at the same time next Monday at 10:30, not only to talk about those games, but for your takeover. It's what we do right here on Love Sport Radio.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.